when you appoint your manager into your role, or maybe you're in the space, you've had a manager for a while and you're wanting to step back, you need to be able to pass over the tasks effectively. Because I know from managers that I coach here, all they want to do is the absolute best for the business that they're in. They want to do you proud as a CEO. And the only way they can do that is...
Welcome back to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. I am Larissa, and today is a very special episode because you're getting an expert masterclass from our very own incredible lead coach inside of Salon Mastery, Greta, or Coach Gigi, as we like to call her. Now, if you've ever promoted a manager with high hopes, only to find yourself still stepping back to do all of their jobs, you're going to love this conversation with Gigi. She leads our Motivating Managers program, and she's here to unpack what we like to call manager magic, that very beautiful moment when your manager finally steps up, leads with confidence, and the salon just runs like a dream, even when you're not there. Because in this episode, Greta's going to reveal the key ingredients behind that magic and how to give your manager not just the title, but the tools to lead. In this session with Gigi, you're going to discover the clarity, the communication, and the structure that can transform your entire leadership flow so you can step back and focus back on the big picture, like on growth, and truly lead like a CEO and not be stuck in management. All right, let's get into it. I look forward to you meeting Gigi.
Hey, I'm Greta. I am a lead coach here at Salon Mastery and lead coach of our Motivating Managers program. I'm so excited that Larissa asked me to join today because I am so passionate about growing and elevating our salon managers. I know that there's time, space, and places as a CEO where we appoint our managers into their role. We get excited, they get excited, but then something happens. And all of a sudden, you find yourself as the CEO doing the manager's job. And that can be really hard to process, right? You're like, hang on a minute, I appointed you manager and you're not doing the job. And I know that there's this problem that we face as CEOs where we assume and we think that they should just get it. We give them the title, they should just know what to do. But that's the problem. What we're doing is we're giving them the title, but not the tools. And what happens is we then, as CEOs, start doing the jobs again, start jumping back in and managing the salon instead of doing our role as the CEO. So what we need to do, what we need most to start, is to get really super clear on our job role. Our job role as a CEO and our manager's job role, so that we can make sure that we're really clear on who's doing what. And also, so your manager has something to reflect onto. If your manager is not clear on their role, they will not be able to do their job well. And in turn of that, what happens is you then start slipping back in, right? And so when we slip back in, we're back to square one again. So let's make sure that we have a job role that is really clear for our manager. And then that ripple effect that happens is that you then identify for yourself as a CEO your job role. Now, that can look a little bit like, okay, manager, you're going to now look after things like the rosters, sick leave, annual leave. And the CEO is going to work on the big rocks of the business, the profit-making strategies that then passing to the manager to implement. Okay, so you're on the bigger projects. So there are some things that you can think about that might identify a bit more around what that job role may look like. And I think, again, we call it a bit of a decision ladder, getting really clear on your role, manager role, and maybe some things that need to be decided together. And that may be things like targets and pay rises and things like that. So there may be some tasks and objectives that need both of you as a part of a decision-making process. But if you get really clear again on the manager's tasks and role in itself, the manager can really map out their week more effectively, map out their days more effectively, and know how much time they need to block to do their job well. Because I know from managers that I coach here, all they want to do is the absolute best for the business that they're in. They want to do you proud as a CEO. And the only way they can do that is to actually know what their job role is. I've seen managers start with us, absolutely no idea what their job role is, and get the clarity through really clear description and a really clear decision letter. And now they're owning it. They are able to do the work without the check-ins and the constant messages back to the CEO. Now, does that sound good or what? Right? So we want to help you be able to, your business be able to run without you. And by that running without you, it's your manager stepping up and leading it. And to do that, give them a really good, clear job description and get really clear on who does what with the tasks, because that way you'll be able to move out and they'll be able to move in and you will see things scale and grow.
Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though, if you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry, I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode.
The second thing that I want to make sure that you are aware of that supports this transition, to supports your elevation of your manager, is a communication space and place. Now, building strong communication builds trust. When you have the right meetings in the right place, you have a really strong structure on a tool that supports communicating up to you, there's less of you chasing for the information, so more time spent on the right things for you as a CEO, and more permission to lead from the manager. So the manager then builds confidence in themselves and they know that there's a structure there to reach out and to send to you what's required and what's needed. So one tool we have that we absolutely know is game changer by the reports back from seller managers and owners that use it is an OMA. Now, an OMA is an owner-manager alignment meeting. Now, that meeting consists of a structure. That structure is formatted from the manager, and the manager is doing that weekly. The manager sends that to the CEO, and the CEO reviews, and then they discuss. So this is a where the manager and CEO, actually you guys can build a really strong, trusting relationship because there's space for you to talk about what's been, what's going on, and what the future needs, okay? And hearing that from your manager rather than you seeking it brings their confidence up, brings trust up because you're believing in them and what they are able to do. And that then, again, supports them to bring to you what they need rather than coming to you with the problems. I like to say come with a solution versus the problem, and then you can go yay or nay. So it's a really, really strong piece of the puzzle to ensure that communication levels up and relieves you time as a CEO, and also gives space for the manager to have a voice and speak what they have seen and what they need as well. So the owner-manager alignment meeting, OMA as we call it, is absolutely a golden piece to having with your manager in the salon. Another moving piece that I really want to make sure is identified is that when you appoint your manager into your role, or maybe you're in the space, you've had a manager for a while and you're wanting to step back, you need to be able to pass over the tasks effectively. It's not a, here you go and do it and trial and test and we'll figure it out. You need to tell them what the task is. You need to show them how it's done, and then you need to review and refine. So you come back to the TEL if they're not quite got it yet, okay? The TEL, show, ask method will really give you and your manager a bit more depth of understanding of the tasks at hand that you're passing over. Don't just throw it at them and walk away. That's not going to be effective for your manager. It's not going to relieve you time. Maybe for a short time it will, like a day, but that's not what this is about. The TEL, show, ask is going to help you take it to the next step, help your business rise, and help your manager have the confidence to lead. It's giving them permission. You know, like if you're going to tell them what to do, show them how to do it, and then ask and refine, what you're doing is you're going, here's the thing, I believe you can do it, I'm teaching you how to do it, and now let's go. So it's a really strong method to build trust as well, build confidence in your manager. And again, let them step in and up, and you can step out, but be overseeing, okay? So it's not like you're going away, but it's giving your manager that space and place to do so. So there's three things there that really will help you to take your manager, elevate them, take them to another stage and phase in business, and really give them permission to take their role and run with it, with being able to know the tasks that they need to do and you showing them how to do it as you pass them over. So I would love to hear from you and know what your biggest takeaway from this is. Where are you at right now, and where are you going to move forward to based on what I've spoken to you about today? I have absolutely thoroughly enjoyed being here, and I can't wait to show up a little bit more and chat about elevating our salon managers. Let's go.
And that's a wrap. Manager magic isn't something that you'll find. It's something that you build. And it starts when you decide to stop managing your manager instead of leading them. And when you trade, they should just get it for clear expectations, a lot of trust, and give them the structure that allows them to grow. Like, that's really important, because when your manager steps up, your freedom multiplies, your team performs, and your business scales without burning out. No one wants to burn out. So if you're ready to create that kind of transformation inside of your salon, build the leadership system that frees you to think bigger, like that is your job as a salon CEO, then I want to help you get there. You're very welcome to book a free strategy call with me. My goal when we meet is to help you map out the next stage of business growth. Like, let's understand what stage and phase of business that you're in right now, and find the gaps, the roadblocks, the bottlenecks, and then create a bit of a strategic plan so you're really clear on what are the systems and processes that I need for the stage and phase of business that I'm in. If I'm in the manager's phase, that's a different phase to the leadership phase, and you need to focus on something different. Managers need to focus on systems and processes. Leaders need to focus on self-leadership and start thinking about leading a leadership team. And the CEO needs to think about refining systems and processes, getting 100% out of operations, and developing a leadership team. So wherever you're at, we'll scratch out a bit of a plan, and let's see if Salon Mastery or the boardroom is the right place to get the help that you need, because success cannot wait another year. I look forward to meeting you. I only work with five people at a time, and I'm enrolling now for a January kickoff. So I'll leave the link for you in the show notes of this episode. Meanwhile, look forward to seeing you same time, same place next week on the podcast. Ciao for now.